ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down as CEO of Boeing at the end of the year. Board Chairman Larry Kellner is set to resign in May, and Stan Deal, CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. The changes come as Boeing contends with a series of quality and safety concerns around its planes.
Calhoun told employees the eyes of the world are on us. Former President Donald Trump says he'll attend a New York City hearing in his hush money case involving payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. It's also the deadline for him to secure a bond or face enforcement, potential property seizure, in the $464 million fraud judgment in New York. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to the media today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after reports of millions of dollars in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Racine County District Attorney is investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on petitions seeking a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me.
Haggerty spoke with WISN-TV's Up Front. Country forest roads in Wisconsin are getting money from the state. $320,000 will pay for fixing up 900 miles of country forest roads in 24 counties this year. The Country Forest Road AIDS program was set up to pay for improving and maintaining public roads in country forests. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Dane County Supervisor Cecily Castillo of Madison resigned from her position Thursday night shortly before accepting a new job as Chief of Staff to the County Board on Friday. The Cap Times reports the process has some supervisors wondering if everything happened by the book. Castillo and County Board Chair Patrick Miles insist they consulted with county attorneys. Castillo's departure triggers the process for replacing her on the County Board. A former teacher at Madison Edgewood High School and Mount Horeb Middle School is nominated for the National Life Changer of the Year Award. Mary Day died in May of last year. The national honor goes to K-12 public school teachers and employers who've made a difference. Day is the only nominee from Madison this year. 17 winners will be announced this spring. Winners can earn up to $10,000 to split with their school. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Marquette gets past Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 with an 81-77 win over Colorado head coach Shaka Smart.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked, never wavered. We stayed connected. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Marquette headed to Dallas, where they'll play North Carolina State just after 6 p.m. Friday night. NBA in Milwaukee, a big night for Chris Middleton, who needed just one more rebound on the way to a rare triple-double, so he asked Doc Rivers to keep him in the game.
If I said a little word to Doc, I was feeling it. I realized I was 1 point away, where I could be in control, I can hopefully knock down the jump shot like I did tonight.
Middleton, 11 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, as the Bucks bounce the Thunder, 118-93. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Hockey, the Badger women's hockey team losing 1-0 to Ohio State. The Buckeyes claim the national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Sure, what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market? This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Attorney General starts to take his homes away, starts to seize his assets. It's all going to be on camera. Pundits are going to sit there and scream about this. This man cannot be elected. You're going to create the greatest victimhood of 2024, and you're going to elect Donald Trump.
Oh, God, it's so sad. It seizes day to those who celebrate. Hey, you know what, Franklin? We'll take our chances. Thanks for checking in, though. Yay! Okay, here's what I love about today. Here's what I love about America. Hi, Jody Hamilton's back.
Hi, Jody.
So everything's, yay, she's back from vacation.
Say something.
Everybody can stop panicking on social media. Jody's allowed a vacation. He said, say something, so I said something. All right, listen, it's going to be like that. It's going to be like that today. It's going to be like that. Someone's got a little vacation attitude.
Uh-huh.
Well, so, I mean,
you know
yesterday.
What, lady? I don't need this. I don't need to get up at this hour.
Yesterday
I will walk
was
right back out.
Yesterday was depressing because people that were supposed to be here.
Oh, I know. Yeah, well.
But we got,
you know,
David.
What? We shall soldier on. David Ferguson is here, who is hilarious.
That's right.
And smart and fantastic.
And hopefully won't swear.
Yes, we had some legal peace people last-minute cancellations and things. We're scrambling. Don't worry.
Yeah, we got it.
Listen, you know what? The world is obviously cattywampus because Chuck Todd did journalism
yesterday.
I know,
yesterday, what was that?
And it has thrown the world off its axis, Chris. There is a wormhole in the universe.
Right.
I don't know what has happened.
There's
okay.
a rift in the multiverse.
I'm sorry. I was going to say something happy clappy about what I love about today and America is he started his career, Mango Mussolini, by discriminating against black people mm-hmm. and housing in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Black lady's taking his stuff today.
Maybe.
God bless the United States. You know what I'm saying? God bless the United States.
God bless
well,
the United States.
Jody, based on the baby monitor, somebody's super spazzy and grumpy and has been up all night. I didn't sleep last night either. So I was up monitoring the baby monitor. And he seems not like a person who's getting a last-minute bailout. But I could be wrong. Could be worse. Could be raining.
But he won two trophies at his own golf club.
Oh, my God. Do we
so
live
that's
in
a
the
plus.
Dumbest timeline I've ever seen? I won the club championship
at my
Hooray!
Club.
Yay me. Oh, my God. Dark Brandon, in effect. He was like, congratulations, Donald. Very impressive.
That's a quite the accomplishment.
As you lose all your buildings and go to jail today.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's got to be at the other trial today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Differentiate other fraud trial.
Right.
Not this fraud trial that he's got to pay up for today. The other one. Hard to keep track.
It is.
What was I saying?
So many trials.
Oh, yes,
so
he said
time.
He won it. And so everybody's like, I'm a golfer. So 80-year-olds don't win the club champion. Oh, yeah. My God. Rigged. Obviously,
I'm very Kim Jong-un of him.
Did he shoot a hole-in-one on every hole?
Every hole.
I bet he did.
Every hole.
He scored an 18.
Well, you know, he just was scooting that 230-pound carcass around there. Yeah. Zippity-doo-dah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's talk about Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, yeah, her.
Slowly I turned. what the actual. Mm-hmm. Did you think you read that wrong when you first heard it?
Yeah.
What a complete cluster of a show at NBC. So, and now they're trying to backpedal, and someone's like, I would have loved to be a fly on the wall when Lawrence O'Donnell got this news.
Yeah. Rachel, Lawrence.
But obviously, all of them spoke out, as they should, about the hiring of Ronna McDaniel, right, who belongs in jail.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not the hiring someone that has a different opinion. I get that.
It's not the mooch.
She belongs in jail.
Right.
Yeah. She participated in the insurrection. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she's not in jail. That seems like a really awkward hire just on that basis. But she's on tape like Trump is trying, mm-hmm, to try to stop Michigan electors from certifying the election. Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, I don't know what I can say that anyone else hasn't already said, like, oh, my God.
Even Kristen Walker.
But what a horrible backpedal, mm-hmm, that now they're like, oh, well, she won't be used on. Well, first of all, she won't be used on MSNBC because pretty much sounds like every single anchor said, no.
I'm quitting.
Right. Yeah. But then you're going to use her. She said, but then the statement was, we're not going to use her on air. Well, what do you, you're paying, where do I get that job? $300,000 a year to do nothing?
They're not going to use her on air on any NBC property?
No, she said specifically, it looks like the statement was MSNBC.
Okay, well.
Because of the outcry.
They have two other broadcast properties.
CNBC.
Well, but then there's three. There's CNBC, there's NBC News Now, and there's NBC News Broadcast.
Yeah.
Right.
So they could use her on those three places, just not MSNBC.
I guess, but just slap in the face to your audience. I mean, Rachel Bitticoffer out of the gate first saying Ronna McDaniel was balls deep. That's how you can tell she's a fan of ours.
Yes.
Yeah. Rachel told us that I was one of her inspirations to do what she's doing now.
We should have her on again.
Because I say things like balls deep that make you uncomfortable.
It makes me want to leap for the button.
It does, doesn't it?
I'm going to say it again. Ronna McDaniel was balls deep in the coup plot. She flew to swing states to encourage Republican state legislators and Republican election officials to submit fraudulent electors to steal the election from Joe Biden. It was, if I was an NBC News employee, I would be pissed. Well, reportedly, they are.
They're very.
But, oh, my God. What is even happening? It's not, like I say, Michael Steele, we have people on. He's still a Republican. He's not a liar that helped in the overthrow of the United States government. You know, I mean, it's and when Chuck Todd has to come back. Yes, I guess we need to salute. We didn't think we'd need the Chuck Todd song again, did we? But I mean, when he has to come back to say what the. I mean, and I guess what I don't even know. I guess he was saying that Kristen Welker wasn't told she was a paid correspondent when she taped this interview,
that's uncool of. NBC News management.
Yeah.
That's really uncool.
Chris is currently looking. Put your dance shoes on. We're looking for the dance.
Chaka Khan.
Here we go.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Chaka
Khan.
Chaka
Khan.
What?
Chaka Khan.
What?
Chaka Khan.
Chaka
Khan.
Chaka
Khan. Chaka Khan.
Chaka
Khan. Let me rock another feel for you. Chaka Khan.
Chaka
Khan. What you want to do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan.
Chaka
Khan. What I want to do? I want to love you. Want to hug you. Want to squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm. Let me feel you.
Love him and hug him and squeeze him. Love him and hug him and squeeze him.
It's a physical gene.
Okay. Holy cow.
That'll
be more than enough of that. Chris, who said, so many opportunities, by the way, for you to be wrong today. Who said Ronna facilitated Trump's corrupt fake elector plot in his effort to pressure Michigan officials not to certify the legitimate election outcome? She spread his lies and called 1/6 legitimate political discourse. That's not taking one for the team. It's enabling criminality and depravity. Who said that?
Chata.
No, it's a good Liz Cheney.
Oh,
ta-ta.
Okay.
Leaser.
Okay.
Someone tied a fresh goat out for her this morning.
Yes.
And she delivered.
I think the goats were for the T-Rexes. I just watched.
They were. We'll ask T-Rex later.
Yeah. Yes, I just watched.
She's become T-Rex. I promoted her from Velociraptor.
Okay.
Yeah, because she's doing the Lord's work.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And she even, the interview yesterday, I did have to go watch it online. I was
why do you?
She
do that?
Just, I mean, oh, this stupid repetition of, oh, well, you know, but there were problems. Everyone knows there were problems. No, nobody. 60 lawsuits, Trump appointed judges, the Supreme Court, his director of cybersecurity, his attorney general. No one said, they just try to keep hiding in that. Oh, well, there were irregularities. No, there weren't. Oh, my God. All right. I can't believe I'm asking for this in a positive vein. Could I hear more Chuck Todd, please?
Oh, God.
18. Yes.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation, because I don't know what to believe.
She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. So I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for her. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
You think? Just a little. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News's credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
What crap, too, her whole, well, I was, you have to take one for the team. And I was, really? I was paid to lie for the RNC,
right.
So I had to lie.
Right.
I mean, it's, again, there is a difference between just flat-out lies,
right.
Which is what she told over and over
right.
again. It was a patriotic, peaceful protest. It was on and on. This yesterday was the first time she actually said Joe Biden won fair and square. And that's only because Kristen Welker squeezed
right.
it out of her, because now she's getting paid.
Yeah.
Right.
That, yes, he's the legitimate president. They always weasel word around that, too.
Legitimate.
Like, well, he's president. It
right.
wasn't fair, but yeah, he's president. As if it happened somehow by accident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, despite the massive irregularities or whatever the, bolt of the day is. One last one, Chuck Ta.
If you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible.
Not really.
If you told me we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network, see if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network.
Let's have her on with that election night panel that includes Rachel, Joy, Nicole, and Lawrence, and Chris. Let's do that.
She needs to wear like a hockey mask then.
Let's throw her in there. Our friend Jamie Harrison said lying about the 2020 election result culminated in Donald Trump encouraging supporters to stop the peaceful transfer of power, allowing one of the key architects of that shameful period in our country the platform to whitewash her role in what happened and then provide ongoing quote-unquote commentary about American politics. Does a disservice to the journalists who put themselves in harm's way to cover the violence and brutality at the Capitol so the American people knew the facts. Ronna McDaniel is a proven liar. She has no place in an honest and objective conversation about the future of this country. And it just led me, Jody, to go, why isn't she in prison? Hasn't she been charged?
The
RNC, balls deep, Chris.
Poor Chris. Look at that.
Apologize.
Oh, poor Chris.
Okay. You know what I'm going to need now?
What?
I'm going to need some Fawny Willis.
All right.
Did you see Trump doesn't know his ass from his elbow or how to spell it? Your name's Fanny, like your ass. No, it's not spelled F-A-N-I, moron. Okay.
It is spelled F-A-N-I.
Anyway, what did I say? They came for the queen and they missed, and now she's mad.
I don't feel like my reputation needs to be reclaimed. Let's say it for the record. I'm not embarrassed by anything I've done. I guess my greatest crime is I had a relationship with a man, but that's not something that I find embarrassing in any way. And I know that I have not done anything that's illegal.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Here we go. You want this party started, right? Here we go.
All while that was going on, we were writing responsive briefs. We were still doing the case in the way that it needed to be done. I don't feel like we've been slowed down at all. I do think that there are efforts to slow down this train, but the train is coming.
Oh, come on, ride the train, everybody. Ride it. Get in. Come on. Everybody doing a brand new dance now.
Pointy.
Good. Thank you for finding that, because I was going to sing every train song ever written. Yeah. Come on. Who wants to ride the Georgia train? Let's take that midnight train to Georgia. Here we go. Stack them up. Stack the trials up. Here we go. Going to seize his today. Election interference, hush money.
Stephanie Miller.
Case going forward. And then what happens? Going down to Georgia. Myself out already.
Yeah.
Okay.
It turned into a dance party.
It did. Where's your glow sticks?
I'm in a mood.
Remember when we used to do the Friday night dance party? It was that.
Yes.
Where just randos would show up and we'd let them in the studio.
Until the executives got word that we were playing dance music and drinking in the studio. And then they were like,
doing talk radio?
Yeah.
Says no.
It's after the show. God, buzzkills. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile.
Yep.
Thank God Jody Hamilton, the smartest girl in class, is back because she knew about Credo Mobile like 15 years ago.
Right.
I'm like, doy.
She's smart.
Right. It's America's progressive phone company, the only one. They share your values, support the same causes you do. To date, Credo has donated over $95 million to amazing progressive nonprofits, yep, like Transgender Law Center, Planned Parenthood, on and on. Join Credo Mobile, and you will know you're making a difference every day just by using your phone. And you also get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Network.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including all the latest models from the top brands. Switching so easy. Bring your current phone, your current number. Go to CredoMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you type in the code Steph. CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off by typing in Steph.
In case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Did you know a lot of popular dog food brands have whole teams devoted to making their food as addictive as possible? And they often use chemical flavorings to mask ingredients that are awful for your dog, which can lead to problems for your pup like low energy, skin issues, digestion problems. Here's the thing, your dog deserves food that tastes incredible and makes them feel incredible too. That's why I love feeding my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend. It's a premium dog food formulated by Dr. Marty, a veterinarian, called the Miracle Worker by Forbes magazine. It has zero artificial preservatives, flavors, or additives. Instead, turkey, beef, salmon, duck, and beef liver, the first five ingredients, so dogs naturally love the flavor. When I feed Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend, they are so excited. Today, you can get up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now, you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, and a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Your chance to win a distribution deal, be a co-headliner, get discovered, and learn more about the music business is back with Wisconsin Dells Music Summit, May 10th and 11th at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. Our celebrity panelists have worked with great musicians, producers, and artists like Drake, Adam Levine, Rihanna, Usher, Pussycat Dolls, and more. Learn key aspects from top industry professionals as they give once-in-a-lifetime advice to stay on top of the technology, laws, and trends in the music business. This event will include beat battles, ciphers, collective panel discussions, Q&A segments, and breakout rooms for masterclass teachings. You'll want to have your talent ready to share on an MP3, WAV file, or QR code for this resume-building opportunity. Ticket sales on Eventbrite February 1st. Packages include overnight stay at the Chula Vista, water park passes, and admission to the Wisconsin Dells Music Summit May 10th and 11th. Call 608-516-4354 or email wisconsindellsmusicsummit@gmail.com with questions.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Madison is part of the First Nature Everywhere program? It's a partnership with the National Children and Nature Network, and is one of just 19 cities selected from across the country. It's meant to ensure every resident has an equal opportunity to connect with nature. As a Nature Everywhere community, Madison is going to receive 2 years of support, planning, and startup money to create new ways for children and families to enjoy nature-based experiences and learning. By the way, studies show spending time outside is good for your health. And for kids, it can even mean improvements in school. Want to help? Email natureeverywhere@cityofmadison.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Thank you. In light of the NBC Ronald McDaniel fiasco, thank you for your for all the love on Twitter. Kevin Sweeney tweeted, for Stephanie Miller's show is the Walter Cronkite of the 21st century. Thank you, Kevin. Robert Myers says Stephanie Miller is Walter Cronkite of the 21st century, but with fart sounds and slide whistle. Yeah.
Now that makes more sense.
You know what? Walter Cronkite, if he were alive for this show, would need slide whistle and fart sounds to get through it, don't you think?
I think so.
I met Walter Cronkite.
Did you really?
I suggested slide whistle.
And what did he say?
He didn't like that idea.
I think you're making that up.
No, I did meet Walter Cronkite, though, because I went to the Walter Cronkite School of Broadcasting and Telecommunication at Arizona State University.
That is quite a name
drop, party Chris. School, man.
Bam.
He went to a party school.
When is your mom going to wake up on that show?
Yes.
For God's sakes. I need some
Oh, my God. A friend of mine literally emailed me going, your mom is stealing it, and she's not even awake yet.
Karen in Chicago. Hello, honey. Hello.
Hi, good morning, sweetie. Okay, so yeah, shame on NBC because look, this is not giving voice to an alternative perspective or whatever. This is giving voice to somebody who has been carrying the water of Trump.
This is how you normalize this insanity, this criminal, this lifelong criminal. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes, he has been found liable for fraud, okay? He has is an adjudicated rapist.
Thank you.
He is currently under indictment for overturning the results of a free and fair election, okay, which, by the way, she was involved in. They paid his legal fees.
Yeah.
Okay, this is not – there are other people that you could bring on. I mean, as much as I despise Liz Cheney – have Liz Cheney be that alternative voice. I don't care if, you know, if a Republican, they want to bring a Republican on and Democrat, as long as you are a truth teller, then that's fine.
Michael
but
Steele,
shame
Michael
on them.
Steele.
It is an insult to the viewers.
Michael Steele says at least 4 to 5 things that I want to bring his neck for every time he's on this show. But I'm also weirdly drawn to him.
You love him.
I love him.
You do. You love him.
I love him. I'm going to kiss him and date him. Jocelyn Benson said, hi, Ronna McDaniel. I also, quote, regret the fact that people are being threatened for doing their jobs. For the last 3.5 years, professional election workers have been threatened because of yours and others' lies. No amount of memory lapses changes that reality. Yeah. Thank you. Really? You know, Ruby, Shay Moss and Ruby had to leave. How many people have been threatened with violence every single day because of Donald Trump and Ronna McDaniel and their lies. Mm-hmm. And she's talking about, oh, these two Michigan workers were threatened. Oh, my God. You're on tape saying, we'll get you a lawyer. Don't sign it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she's not indicted along with, you know, what's his name?
Oranges. Everybody?
Yeah. Yes. 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 Okay, Christopher.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Who said 14 years ago today I signed the Affordable Care Act into law? He won't get it. Afterwards, one Republican member of the House called the ACA the most dangerous piece of legislation ever passed in Congress. Another predicted the country would never recover from it. But then something happened. It worked. Who said that?
Huckleberry Hound.
No. President Obama.
Yes.
Obamacare. He's talking about Obamacare.
40 years ago yesterday, the Breakfast Club opened.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Right. John Pavlovitz said, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is so much better than the Republican plan of everyone getting sick, going broke, and dying. Just hurry up and die.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much still their program.
That was their thing.
Oh, we're back to voucher hospital, by the way, Chris.
Oh.
Yeah. We're back to premium support for Medicare. Remember that?
We might hear that coming up.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller Show.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Potawatomi tribe is announcing plans for its casino and hotel in Milwaukee to go carbon neutral by the year 2050. Part of the plan will mean digging a geothermal hole about 600 feet deep. The project aims to fulfill up to 40% of the hotel and casino's heating and cooling needs. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class, according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working-class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. 10 people in Edgerton are out of a home after they were rescued from a house fire early Saturday morning. The fire blocked the only way out of the second floor, trapping people inside. The rescue team deployed ladders and got all 10 family members out of the house. Investigators say the fire was started by a discarded cigarette butt that had burned through the night. The Red Cross is helping fire victims with places to live while the property manager is fixing the house. Kalahari Resorts is developing a $50 million property on Lake Delton that will include luxury tree houses. The Kalahari Treehouse Collection at Dawn Manor will be near the flagship Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. A news release says the tree houses are designed with the help of Pete Nelson and his family. They're the former stars of Animal Planet's Treehouse Masters. The first phase is set to open later this year. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, and again tomorrow. We're talking a half inch to an inch or more of rain possible by the time it all winds down tomorrow afternoon. Our high today, 53. The wind will be out of the south, gusting to around 25 or 30. Tonight, rain will be heavy at times. Our low, 47. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, maybe a thunderstorm at a high of 54. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
A justice system has to be able, it has to be able to work to hold him accountable, to have a trial on the January 6th evidence, before the next election. It's fundamentally important. And And I think that in particular why this matters so much is because, you know, Donald Trump, he knows what people have said when they've testified in front of the grand jury. He has all of that information.
Leisure, leisure, leisure. Thank you. There you go. There's a suggestion. Hire Liz Cheney. You have to have a right-winger that we disagree with everything she believes.
Yeah, hire her. Yeah.
Except for that she believes in the rule of law and a peaceful transfer of power, she went on to say.
He has all of the evidence. He knows that the people who will testify against him in open court in that January 6th trial are those closest to him. They are people who were the most senior members of his administration, people probably like the vice president, the vice president's counsel, attorney general, the acting attorney general, the head of his campaign. All of the people closest to him will be testifying in open court about what he did, about his culpability, about what he was doing while the attack was happening.
This particular part, she went on to talk about this.
We know that he knew the mob was armed when he sent them to the Capitol. And we also know that while the attack was happening, he was handed a note. And the note said on it that a civilian had been shot at the entrance to the chamber of the United States House of Representatives. And we know that when he was handed that note, he put it down on the table in front of him, and he continued to watch the attack on television. Now, I don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican or an independent, that's depravity. Mm-hmm. And that person can never be near the White House, near the Oval Office again.
Amen. Sociopath. Mm-hmm. Right? Like throws the piece of paper. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, instead of a goat, maybe we should just tie Wayne Knight out there.
Chris Louise.
Norm.
All right. Tristan Snell, who hopefully will join us again, was supposed to be on today.
Newman.
But Newman.
Giver Newman. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he tweeted, maybe before Ronna McDaniel gets a new job, we should wait to see until if she gets indicted for her old
job. Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be an awkward day. Maybe she'll get indicted while she's on talking about. I mean, seriously. You're okay. Bob Schooley said, I think the thing with the Bolt artist formerly known as Romney is there's a difference between hiring someone who has finally had enough of Trump and hiring someone who Trump finally had enough of. Mm-hmm. Thank you. He's the one that ditched her. I mean, it's not like she suddenly found a conscience. She'd still be lying for pay over there.
Yeah.
You know, if they hadn't. Good God. All right. Let's go to. Mommy needs a break. Dante in Philadelphia. Hello, Dante. Hello.
Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I just want to, dealing with, in my neighborhood, there's, some the immigrants from the border and stuff are coming, and I totally support them, but,
Okay. Oh. That was, I could smell the, do we have Trollby gone still, or? Yes, clearly his, he likes to listen to both sides, Jody. He's just stumbled across our show.
Just one time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like the doctor that took a break from surgery to call into our show to talk about, you know, premium support and vouchers. Pardon me? Okay.
This you want some Trollby gone?
Yeah, sure. If you have it, sure. It's just, you know, the most important thing in comedy is...
Are you tired of cranky callers and childless chatters who only want a harsher talk show buzz? You've spent a lot of time and effort producing the best show possible, only to have them poop in your punch bowl. Well, not anymore. Introducing Trollby Gone, the strongest solution for ridding your calls and chat rooms of troublemaking trolls. Mm. Just one spray... and troll be gone.
I've been a chat room moderator for years. I used to fight with trolls all the time. Now I just spray them away from Ustream, live blogs, Twitter feeds, and Facebook profiles. Apply liberally, and it lasts for weeks.
Check out Troll Be Gone in action.
I'm a small business owner.
Look at the monkey.
I try to listen to both sides.
Order Troll Be Gone today, now available in our 5-gallon concentrate.
You know what?
That's for Fleur Mary.
Yes.
Yes. I believe that was the day of the Show Me a Poor Jew call.
It was. Yes.
Show me a poor Jew. Yeah. You can't, can you? No. They stole all my son's food stamps so they could put all their groceries in their Escalade.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She said that.
I think Fleur Mary is perhaps knowing CASA. any longer.
Well,
she may not be in CASA any longer.
Lung cancer is a bitch.
Oh, dear. Lung cancer with COVID.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I thought I read this wrong. Have I mentioned Republicans are a bad idea factory? Mm-hmm. Also that have nominated a lifelong criminal as their front runner? Okay. The new budget calls for converting Medicare to a, quote, premium support model.
Premium support.
Whee! Echoing a proposal that Republican former Speaker Paul Ryan.
Yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
He was wonky.
Right. He wanted, President Obama was right. He said it would end Medicare as we know it.
Yes.
In the 2012 campaign. I remember that hospital. That's where we used to have trolls call from.
Where good doctors have bold ideas.
Bold ideas.
Voucher Hospital.
Voucher Hospital. Brought to you by Ace Hardware Stuff.
Nurses to the nurses station.
Dr. Ryan.
Hello, Mary. Well, I've got good news and bad news.
Yes?
First, the bad news. You need a bypass operation, and it costs $167,000.
And the good news?
The good news?
Yes.
I have a voucher here.
This is for $2 off an extra value meal at Wendy's.
Oh, wrong voucher. Here you go.
Okay, this is for $2 off a $167,000 bypass operation.
You're welcome.
Will Mary get her bypass operation? Will Dr. Ryan be able to use a voucher for 18 holes at Pebble Beach? Tune in tomorrow to Voucher Hospital.
Yay! Oldies but goodies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw some Republican on TV going, well, you know, we have our ideas are popular. I'm like, no, they aren't. Not one of them.
No.
No.
One of them.
Nope.
That's why you have to cheat. I mean, right. It's right. Okay, Bob Schooley, another one. After all, cable news should have different viewpoints. Someone needs to balance the truth with lies. Thank you. In the year of our Lord, 2024, when our main battle is against disinformation, mm-hmm. as Barb McQuaid would tell us. That's not balance. That's how we get to both sides do it, when one side is a solid wall of lies,
right.
and disinformation. David tweets, the reason not to hire Ronna McDaniel is not that she's biased, is that she's a liar who participated in a massive crime against the country. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Last one, Bob says, the thing that really doesn't make sense about hiring Ronna McDaniel is it's not like Republicans respect her either. Aside from being a shameless Trump suck-up until the end, she was a disaster for the rest of the candidate. Who wants to hear her opinion on anything? It's just such a weird choice.
Yeah.
That's the other mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
But you're going to ask her advice. The RNC was a disaster under her.
Yeah.
On top of her being a complicit criminal in the insurrection.
Yep. I'm
just like, okay. Sue in Rockville is going to back me up here. I can just feel it. Hello, Sue.
Hello there. Well, first of all, her excuse, by the way, smacked right out of I was only following orders.
Right.
Yes.
And that should get everybody's back up, if nothing else. But I did hear a rumor that NBC's head people, they're so brain dead and so immune that they have just replaced the hosts of the Today Show. Welcome the new hosts, Steve Bannon and Roger Stone.
You know,
and they are going
you
to
scamp. I could. Your delivery is seamless. I could not see that comedy train coming.
But there's more. The color, the weatherman, the funny weatherman is going to be the QAnon shaman.
Okay.
They're all going to come. Why stop there, NBC?
Oh, Sue, you're a scamp. You know, several fine Americans, Chris, have suggested other alternatives like Free Speech TV, who just happens to be in a fund drive right
now. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the real truth and not both sides do it. And we've hired zero criminals. I mean, I didn't do a full background check on Joey.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know how.
No, yeah, there was one.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh. There was that one.
But he became technically didn't work for the Stephanie Miller show. I'm gonna drive right through that loophole.
Okay.
He was a criminal afterwards.
Yeah, he was a criminal prior.
Criminal while employed.
Oh, he didn't get caught till after.
Right, criminal while employed.
Hi, Blaine in Kansas. Thank you for calling. Changing the subject, Stephanie Miller.
Hello, welcome Blaine. To Non Sequitur. Is us.
Hello. Welcome to Non Sequitur Theater. My lamb wears ballet shoes. Go ahead.
I came across your show on purpose.
Okay.
I did not speak to your screener.
All right.
And I listen to both sides, liberal and progressive.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's stay safe here in the bubble with Mama. Don't go outside the bubble. Okay. George Conway said Ronald McDaniel is unfit to join any news organization because she is an inveterate liar. She is a chaos agent who went fully along with Trump's madness right through the insurrection and beyond. She didn't just show indifference toward Trump's threats of violence, societal mayhem, and revenge. She abetted them, aided them, raised money for them. A hard count of the documented lies she told during her tenure at the RNC would number in the tens of thousands. Rude Pundit, who also canceled on us.
He's visiting family.
Whatever! He tweeted, hiring Ronald McDaniel isn't the issue. Not arresting Ronald McDaniel for her role in trying to overturn the 2020 election is. Thank you, Rude Pundit. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, I know it's not easy to find, but there's got to be some non-criminals in the Republican Party.
Oh, there's
I mean,
that's
a couple, at
difficult.
Least. Oh, God. All right. Hey, David Ferguson's here. T-Rex is here. Speaking of, well, let's tie out a fresh goat now.
Yes, and not Wayne Knight.
Yeah. All right. Okay. 45. His little tiny hands. If he can answer the Zoom in time. 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Chris's Muscles. I'm just saying. Look what? At him. Look at him. Walking eye candy over there.
Yeah.
Power Life, high impact protein. Right there.
Thanks to Power Life. Yes.
Yes. That's whey protein. Jody and I have the plant protein.
Because
we enjoy being girls, and we're plant-based. Try to keep our girlish figures. Okay, Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton, creator of P90X. You remember that guy?
I do.
And he got shingles, and things were bad, and didn't know if he'd make it. He's 65 now. He looks fantastic. He's feeling amazing. He discovered HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. My best friend in Australia, we had our usual almost three-hour conversation yesterday. We're like camels. We just fill up. But she's recovering from cancer, lost muscle mass. She is using this to rebuild, and also because she doesn't have the strength yet to exercise a lot. So you can start to build muscle even without exercise, and then Chris will personally drive you to the gym after that. Okay, mypowerlife.com. Use the code fitness, save 30%, and you get a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com and type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Would you do me the very great honor of eating my shorts?
Ladies and gentlemen, whether you have 3 minutes in the morning or 30 minutes, keep your face looking younger, wrinkle-free. Introducing Gen 90, the new instant wrinkle treatment from Genucel. It instantly reduces the appearance of wrinkles anywhere you use it, around the eyes, forehead, crow's feet, laugh lines, even the chin. It starts working in seconds. You never worry about your skin or your confidence again. Gen 90 technology, luxurious, paraben-free, silky smooth. Best of all, it starts working in seconds. I know, because I feel that tingle every time. There's a reason Genucel has 400% the customer loyalty of other skincare brands. And now you also get Genucel XV, the collagen builder moisturizer with vitamin C, hyaluronic acid in a pure natural base for stunning results day after day. Gen 90 and XV on sale now during Genucel's spring sale, included in the bestseller package, along with Genucel's under eye bags and puffiness serum. Order now at Genucel.com/Stephanie. Get a free spa box and two luxury skincare essentials, plus free shipping. Genucel.com/Stephanie. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 11. 03. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my presidential suite.
Oh.
Not the real president, the fake Shonda Rhimes president. My nephew sleeps up there.
Yes.
And guess what? The first lady's coming today.
Oh. Oh.
Do you have Hail of the Chief playing whenever he gets home?
I will. But the first lady will experience the cozy earth sheets for the first time. Uh-huh. That would be tiny baby nephew's wife coming from New York to visit us.
Nice.
To stay in the presidential suite. 15 awesome colors, right? I mean, cozy earth sheets, the softest, the most luxurious. My cozy earth, of course, I'll be wearing the good cozy earth pajamas to welcome her. I will glide down my veranda in my cozy earth eleganza and say, welcome, welcome to the presidential suite in that weird accent that I have only when I wear cozy earth.
Right.
Okay. Hey, type in the code Miller, why don't you? You get 35% off the softest, the most luxurious sheets, jammies, towels, you name it. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness. Invites you to just nestle in for a while, won't you?
Snuggly.
Oh, I will explain all the new Bonnie and Clyde sleep positions in my cozier sheets later.
Okay.
It's a lot. Okay, treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. Prioritize your self-care and sleep. Go to CozyEarth.com, type in the promo code Miller, 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth. 52 minutes after the hour, David Ferguson, thank God, is the decency to show up today. Unlike the other two people, canceled the last minute. Rude.
Like right in a row, too.
They did. Rude Pundit's writing his name, Rude Pundit, so I guess
it's fine.
We shouldn't be surprised.
And there was a miscommunication with our other guests.
Okay.
People,
so.
All right.
Stupid people. That's why I don't have any people. Remember when I came out, someone's like, oh, shouldn't you talk to your people before you do that? I'm like, I'm in radio.
People?
I don't have people.
No.
Got nothing. I just got a show. I'm just going to say it. 53 minutes after, I'm still gay.
Yeah.
What?
The people in radio who have had people are no longer in radio.
No.
Somehow. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, people are expensive.
Jody, did you see?
What?
We got press while you were gone. Stephanie Miller.
Yes, I know.
Stephanie Miller still brings humor to serious topics 20 years into his syndicated show.
So you started You started when you were 20.
BarrettMedia.com. Yes.
20-ish.
Well,
No, I've been doing radio 40 years. Just this show 20 years. So that when I was two. Right, that toddler radio. Remember they had that back then?
Oh, yeah, that was real popular.
The original version of Radio Disney.
Radio Disney, we're all ears.
Mm-hmm. Well, her voice is very high in the old clips.
Yeah, well,
fine Americans.
True. You were Radio Minnie Mouse back then.
You could argue Stephanie Miller should be viewed as Republican royalty.
Thank you.
A daughter of William E. Miller, the former New York Republican representative, RNC chairman, and 1964 running mate of Barry Goldwater, Miller would be a shoe-in conservative. But that's not the way her cookie has crumbled.
What?
Your cookie has crumbled?
Miller is an unabashed liberal talk show host with The Stephanie Miller Show, serving as one of the largest programs on the political left. Miller has been swimming upstream, so to speak, against a rushing current of conservative counterparts in the political talk radio realm. She's proud of the show's staying power on the national scene. It may be a little fart joke show in my basement, but I've just been dubbed the Walter Cronkite of the 21st century. Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Because we're not one of your fans?
Well, all right.
Why can't you give me the respect that I'm entitled to?
Chris, who said, I can't tell you how many times and how many radio executives have said to me, if you'd go back to your conservative roots, you'd have 500 stations tomorrow, you'd be a multimillionaire. But, you know, that's not what I believe. I'm passionate about my beliefs, and I'm passionate about this country we have. Who said that?
Don Martin.
No. There, no.
Stephanie Miller.
As quoted in this fantastic piece, thank you, Barrett Media. Okay. Okay. Oh, and Ronald McDaniel is nowhere to be found.
Right.
That's how you know
right.
the difference. Okay. Let's go to Steve in Missouri. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello.
You know what? If our life begins as an embryo, that means that's our first birthday. So right. If that's true, then that means we all need to tack on 9 months to everyone's birthday. Mm-hmm. Am I right? Mm-hmm. And if that's so, I believe you're over the hill now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, let's not talk about tacking on. We need more time. Okay. Let's see. Biden running our country into the ground with record high stock market, record low unemployment, highest job numbers, falling inflation, booming investments in tech, clean energy, infrastructure, and the construction industry diplomacy and trust gained back among our allies. Who does he think he is? Exactly. Tweet of the day from Alluring. Oh, by the way, I feel like, I don't know what I'm saying even, but Chuck Todd. Well, journalism must have rubbed off on Kristen Welker as well.
I know, it was weird.
Because she did actually call Ronald McDaniel out on a few things, but including her talking about crime and the border, and she said actually crime is down, mm-hmm. and fentanyl comes through the legal ports of entry.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It does not come. So I was like, huh? What is happening? Kristen Welker now is trying journalism? But that's what you have to do. Just check them on lies. Mm-hmm. Crime is down everywhere. Places with the most migrants have the least crime. Fentanyl is coming through legal ports of entry. It's just they keep repeating these lies. And okay. Bob says, this woman was caught on tape offering bribes to Michigan fake electors in a bid to overturn the 2020 presidential election. She has no business being rehabilitated by a supposed news outlet. Thank you. For everyone paying attention on Twitter and threads to this, I have a feeling that, you know, the outcry is part of what has at least caused this backpedaling enough to, I mean, that their whole audience on MSNBC would be like, bye-bye.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what a ridiculous decision. So they're like, oh, well, we won't be using her on air on MSNBC, but you're going to have her on where? NBC to lie?
Yeah.
I mean, it's. But anyway, I think there was a good for you, America, because there obviously was a ton of pushback on social media among and God bless our, you know, our beloveds over there. Because that's the thing is, you know, Chris, you and I are not big on boycotts because right. that can cut both ways yes. for a lot of people. And there's a lot of people we love. Half of our guests and regulars are on MSNBC. Yeah. We love all the, you know, the hosts. And I think they push back enough that at least thank God we won't be subjected to her on MSNBC. All right, 58 minutes after the hour.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Either Trump is broke or he's lying to the court. Either way, we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tune in to the Monday edition, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.